Good morning, everyone.
大家早上好。
We're going to take up our Bibles.
我们要一起来看出圣经。
We're going to read from the from the Gospel of Luke and chapter 18.
我们要一起来看路加福音第十八章。
We'll read through. I'll get Brother Wei Min to read it from verse 9 to verse 14.
我们一起来看路加福音第十八章，从第九节念到第十四节。耶稣向那些仗着自己是义人、藐视别人的，设一个比喻，说：有两个人上殿里去祷告，一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。法利赛人站着自言自语地祷告说：神啊，我感谢你，我不向别人勒索、不义、奸淫，也不向这个税吏，我一个礼拜禁食两次，凡我所得的都捐上十分之一。那税吏远远地站着，举目望天也不敢，只垂着胸说：神啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人。我告诉你们，这人回家去比那人倒算为义了，因为凡至高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。
Whenever we consider in life, we all want an approval.
当我们在生活中的时候，我们都希望得到别人的一些认可。
Politicians are always looking to the polls.
所以政治家呢，他们常常就看这些民意测验的结果。
Theatrical people always look to the write-ups.
所以这些做那个表演的人呢，他们也看观众的一些的反应。
Everyone wants some recognition.
所以每一个人都希望得到一个认可。
So what we're going to do here today is look at this portion. It is a very classical and very maybe a very common parable.
所以今天早上我们要来看这一个的比喻，也许是非常典型的一个比喻。
Yet, this is the first time I ever preached on this parable.
但是呢，这是我第一次讲到这个的比喻。
I have mentioned and used it many times.
我以前曾经也提起过，也用过这个比喻。
So it is a great challenge to my own heart.
所以对我自己来说，对我的心来说，也是一个很大的挑战。
Yeah. What we see from our verse 9, firstly,
我们在第九节那里看到的，首先看到的是什么呢？
That the Lord Jesus had a target audience.
主耶稣呢，他有一个针对性的一个一般人。
And he directed this parable at a certain class of people.
在这个比喻里面是说到某一个阶层的人。
And here they are in verse 9.
这里在第九节。
It is those who trusted in themselves.That they were righteous and despised others.
那这些是什么人呢？他们是一般仗着自己是义人，藐视别人的人。
How are we going with that?
我们对这个感觉怎样？
Is there anyone? Look around. Is there anyone here you despise?
你如果周围看一看的话，是不是在你周围有人是你你藐视他的？
Then.I want to suggest you have a wrong foundation.
那如果真有的话，那我就要告诉你说，你这个根基是错了。
Now look a bit further.
或者你再看远一点。
Have you any neighbors you despise?
是不是在你的邻居中你也有藐视你的邻居的呢？
Any relatives you despise?
或者是你有藐视你的亲戚呢？
Or fellow workers or anyone you despise?
或者是你有藐视你的同事或者任何人你有藐视他们的。
What can we say?
我们能说什么呢？
Then you are trusting in something in yourself to be righteous.
那如果你有这样情形的话，那我们就说你是在某些的事上你有仗着自己是义人的。
Because the gospel of Jesus Christ will change every way and attitude in our life.
因为这个耶稣基督的福音是要改变我们，也改变我们的生活。
And if the gospel has not done that, you have not yet believed.
如果福音在你的身上还没有做这个改变工作的话，那你还没有信主。
SoThat's why we want to look at how the Lord Jesus explains the gospel.
所以这就是我们要看主耶稣他是怎样来解释福音的。
Now, what we must remember that the parable has two men going up to the temple.
我们必须记得在这个比喻里面有两个人去殿里。
Now, we don't have and we can't understand that sort of that way.
我们好像不太容易明白这个事。
Because in Jerusalem was the temple of God.
因为在耶路撒冷那里有神的殿。
And the temple of God was a place where Israel as a nation would go and seek God because his presence was there.
在神的殿里面，那就是那些在耶路撒冷的殿里头，那些以色列人，他们要进到那里来寻求神的。
And we can see they went up at the time of prayer.
所以我们可以看见他们去那里祷告。
They used to have a morning time, which is 9 o'clock, and evening time, which was 3 o'clock.
他们通常是在早上9点钟的时候去那里祷告。那还有在是下午，就在3点钟也去那里祷告。
And they would make a sacrifice at those two times of the day.
在每天在那两个时候，他们要在那里献祭。
And it was a great display of fire, smoke, and of course, smelling of the burnt sacrifice.
所以在那当他们献祭的时候，在那里有火，也有烟，甚至可以闻到这个烧那个祭物的这个味道。
And so the two people, one was a Pharisee.
所以这两个人，一个是法利赛人，
and they were the very religious people.
他们是非常宗教的人。
They had a lot of outward show.
所以他们在外表上面又做出很多的样子来的。
They would put a box which had the Bible written in by hand inside and put that box on their forehead.
所以他们在他们的额前，他们会放一绑一个小的盒子，这个盒子上面有写圣经的。
And they would have a leather strap with the Ten Commandments written on it.
在他们的手臂上面，他们有一条皮的绳子，在这个皮绳上面有写着神的十诫。
And they'd always wrap it around their left arm because it was close to their heart.
所以他们就把这个皮带呢，就绑在他们的左手背上，因为左手背靠近他们的心。
And they also displayed a color in the bottom of their robe.
在他们的那个报纸的下面，他们也有专门的一个颜色。
And so they did all this and enlarged all this so they could get recognition.
他们做这些的事，并把这些事更加的夸大了，好叫他们能够被人来承认。
And because of this, they considered themselsto have a holiness or righteousness and acceptance with God.
因为正因为这样，所以他们就自己以为说他们是在神的面前是义的。
So they consider themselves to be righteous.
所以他们以为自己是义的。
Now what about you?
你怎样呢？
What do you consider yourself to be?
你觉得你自己是怎样的一个人呢？
These people, of course, righteous means in the Bible understanding to be accepted by God.
从圣经上面来说，如果是义人的话，那这个意思就是说，这个人是被神所接纳的。
You have had an acquittal of all your sin.
所以你所有的罪都被赦免了。
And this is the great pursuit of universally of people.
这个在宇宙上面来说是众人所追求的。
And they think that by the doing what is outward, that will gain them recognition with God.
他们以为他们这样在外面有外表上有这样的一些的行为，他们就能够得着神的悦纳。
So, unfortunately, the effort only made them bitter and also despise other people.
但是不幸的是，他们所有这些的行为让他们成为让他们变成心里面有苦毒，并且藐视别人。
So that's why we want to look at this portion.
这就是为什么我们要来看这一段的圣经。
Because one of the most deadliest sins that we humans commit.
这个我们人类所犯的最大的一个的罪是
，It is self-righteousness.
那就是自义。
Why is it deadly?
为什么这个是致死的罪呢？
Because we think we are righteous.
因为我们以为我们是义的。
So we have to get God's affirmation for our lives.
所以我们要让神来定我们的生活是怎样的。
So let's look because we read how that this Pharisee, he goes upAnd he stood and prayed. It can mean by himself or also within himself.
所以这个法利赛人他去了殿里面去祷告，或者是可以说他是一个人在那里祷告，或者是他在心里面祷告。
He was a separatist. He was a separatist. He separated.
他是一个分别出来的人。
Because he consideredthat to mix with other people who were not of his thinking, he would become defiled.
因为他觉得说，如果他跟那些与他想法不同的人在一起的话，那他就是会玷污自己了。
Because the maintaining of his righteousness was by outward deed.
因为在他看来，要维持他的义的话，这是从外表上来看的。
So what happened is he...Then prayed, and I want you to look at the prayer.
然后他就祷告，我要你看一看他的祷告。
He says, God, I thank you.
他说，神啊，我感谢你。
Who's he praying to?
他向谁祷告呢？
We've come here this morning. Who are you praying to?
我们今天早上来到这里，你向谁祷告呢？
We are here to seek God.
我们在这里要来遇见神。
But he said,God, I thank you.
他说神啊，我感谢你。
Now, if you say, God, I thank you, what would follow?
如果你说你也这样祷告说神啊，我感谢你，你接下去会说什么呢？
All the things that God has done for you.
那应当来说是神所做所有为你所做一切的事。
If you thank someone, you say, oh, thank you for giving me this gift.
或者你有的时候你会谢谢人说啊，谢谢你所给我的礼物。
But this man, he says, I thank you, God, I thank you, I'm not like other people.
但是这个法利赛人却说，神啊，我感谢你，因为我不像别人。
I want to ask you, did God hear his prayer?
我要问你说，神听他这个祷告吗？
You see, the Bible says,When we compare ourselves among ourselves, we are foolish. We are not wise.
圣经也告诉我们说，如果我们把自己跟别人比的话，我们是愚蠢的。
But this is what self-righteousness does.
但是这个就是什么叫做自义。
You notice he prayed.
你知道他的祷告。
And this was a common event of his life to go up and pray to God.
这个是他一生所做的就是这样，他要去殿里面向神祷告。
But yet, these are no evidence that the man is right with God.
但是却没有啊一个证据证明说这个人是啊与神的关系是对的。
And then he runs through the list of all the things that he's not.
然后呢，他就列出了许多的事是他不做的。
He says, "I'm not an extortioner, a thief. I don't rob people."
他说我不像啊一个小偷，我也偷人家的东西或者勒索人。
I'm not unjust. I'm not dishonest. I don't deceive.
啊，我也不是啊不义的，我也不欺骗人。
I'm not an adulterer.
啊，我也不犯奸淫。
Now, we know in the Bible,
我们知道在圣经里面
that sometimes.Pharisees, the Lord Jesus called them hypocrites.
就是法利赛人，有时候主耶稣也称他们假冒为善。
But with this Pharisee, I don't believe he is.
但是对这个法利赛人来说，我不认为他是的。
You see, there was another Pharisee called Nicodemus. He was very, sincere and concerned.How to get into the kingdom of God?
另外有一个法利赛人，他的名字叫尼哥底母，他呢却是非常关注神的事和神的国。
So the Lord Jesus seems to portray that this man morally is a very upright man.
但是圣经在这里，耶稣给我们看见的好像是这个人从道德上面来说，他是一个很正直的人。
He must be a very faithful husband because he doesn't commit adultery.
他一定是一个非常忠实的丈夫，因为他不犯奸淫。
He doesn't steal from others or take things that don't belong to him.
他不偷别人的东西，或者不拿不属于他的东西。
And he's not dishonest with any of his dealings, either with government or with anyone.
在对与人打交道的时候，他从来都是正直的。
And he says,
诚实的。
In his prayer, that I'm not like this tax collector.
所以在他的祷告里面，他就说：“我不像这个税吏。”
So we find that he finds someone to look down on.
所以我们就看见，他就找到一个人，他可以被他藐视的。
But then he concludes, he said, "I fast twice a week."
然后他又说：“我一个礼拜禁食两次。”
Now.In our Bible, the Jews only had to fast once a year, and that.
在圣经里面，让我们看见犹太人他只要一年禁食一次。
And that was on the what they call Yom Kippur. That was the Day of Atonement.
那就是那个赎罪日，他们要禁食的。
And also they had a fast for Esther, and that was all.
所以他们也有其他的禁食。
But you see, Pharisees, they took something that was neutral and just voluntary.
然后这个法利赛人呢，他把一些的一些的这个禁食的这个定规呢，就给他有一些的改变。
And they exalted it up to where the Ten Commandments are.
所以他们就把禁食这个事提高到一个好像跟十诫在一个位置上面。
Lying.Adultery, stealing,
那就是偷东西、撒谎、奸淫。
You see, they had a great delight in creating laws.
这些法利赛人他们非常喜欢自己来创造一些的规矩。
Because they knew then they could keep it.
因为他们知道他们可以守这些规矩。
Not perfectly, of course.
当然并不是很完，他们不是一些完美的人。
But you see,A lot of people are like that.
你看见吗？很多的人就像他们一样的。
They have lots of conception in their mind of what a Christian should be.
在很多人的头脑里面，他们有自己的一个概念，就是基督徒应该是怎么样子的。
And then they look at others and say, "See, they're not Christians because they didn't put a scarf on their head."
然后他们就看别的人，他们就说这些人不是基督徒，因为他们不蒙头。
I remember we went once to a church meeting.
我记得有一次我们去一个教会去聚会。
It was very hot.
是非常热的天。
We're in the Philippines.
在菲律宾。
And my wife wore a hat. It happened to be like a khaki color. It's like brown.
所以我的太太呢，她戴了一顶那个棕色的那个帽子。
And when she went to the meeting,
所以当他进到聚会的里面的时候
she kept the hat on.
他就这个帽子呢他就一直戴在头上
and the lady came up to her and said
所以有一个女的就过来对他说
are you allowed to wear that?
他说你是、你可以戴这顶帽子吗
because it's not black
因为这顶帽子不是黑色的
only black
只能够戴只能够蒙头只能戴灰色的
where's that in the Bible?
圣经里面在哪里有说到的
you see how we make up rules?
你看见吗？人就在那里自己创造一些的规矩。
And then we get our rules and we hit people over the head with them.
然后我们就用自己创造的造的这些规矩来、打别人，指责别人。
Because we are relying on our outward conditions.
因为我们依靠我们自己外面的行为，外面所做的。
Because how I perform will be my righteousness.
因为我怎么样子做，就是代表我是一个义人。
Now, look, I want to say, it is scriptural to have a head covering.
我必须说就是圣经是这样教导我们蒙头的。
So I'm not against that.
我并不是反对这个。
But do you see how we can elevate things and make them the scriptural, testing to be whether we're Christians or not?
但是你看见吗？人可以把这些的事呢提高到一个的位置啊，以至于叫我们仗着这些来判断别人、评判别人。
I always and this story has made me search my own heart for legalism.
这个比喻呢也让我就是来审查我的自己。
And we find that.It is a deadly sin.
我们发现这是一个致死的罪。
Because we don't think it's a sin.
因为我们不以为这是罪。
And I read a book about revivals that have been down through the history.
我读过一本的书是讲到奉信的。
And
恢复。
The man came to a conclusion that it's when the true gospel is preached with understanding, then there's a revival.
这个 作者呢就是有一个的得出一个的结论就是当这个福音被人真正的明白的时候那就会有一个复兴。
Because a lot of our gospel is both works and faith.
因为在我们很多的时候我们讲到福音的时候就说到信心和工作。
But the true gospel is faith alone.
但是真正的福音就是只有信心。
I think it was the monk, what's his name, who said these words, it's by grace alone through faith alone.
就是靠借着唯有借着恩典和信心。
But then the faith does not remain alone.
但是这个信心不是只有但是这个信心不是单单只成立
That was Martin Luther
这是马丁路德讲的
So what happens is this We have to be sure that our foundation is right
那就是我们必须要要明白要知道我们的根基必须是对的
You see people start from the outside try and correct and improve to make them inside will I be accepted
所以人就是很多的时候就会从外面好像来做一些的事来纠正好叫我里面能够对
But it doesn't work.
但是这行不通的
That's what the Lord Jesus is giving this story for.
这个就是为什么耶稣给我们在这里做这个比喻
The way is you have to start from the inside.
那这个方法是你要从里面开始
And then it works outside.
然后从里面再行出来在外面
Now,What we see, now we'll move on, and we'll look at the tax collector.
然后我们要来看这个税吏。
So, the tax collector was one who worked for the Roman government.
这个税吏呢，他是为罗马政府工作的。
And he had a franchise from them, and of course he collected taxes on the basis of commission.
当然他受税他会有得着那个得着的一部分的这个抽成的。
So, he was not very well liked.
所以他并不受人欢迎。
nobody likes the tax man.
没有人喜欢那个收税的人。
And what happened was, but these people were always looked down on, and they were notorious for their lying and their deceit.
因为这些人呢，他们就是被人歧视，被人藐视，因为他们很多的时候都会撒谎。
Actually, the Lord Jesus in the next chapter, he tells a story of the chief tax collector.
在这个路加福音里面，后面一章主耶稣也说到那个税吏长。
So these men were very greedy, covetous, and they looked that if they got enough wealth, that would satisfy their happiness.
所以这些呢，这些收税的人呢，他们都是非常贪婪的。
But this man, he went up to prayer.
但是这个当那个税吏他去那里祷告的时候。
Now, think of this.
你想一想。
A tax collector would not bother about prayer.
你想想一个税吏一般的来说他并不会注重这个祷告的。
He was too busy making money, counting money, and working out how to make more money.
因为他一直忙着于怎样的来挣更多的钱。
But this time, he came up to prayer.
但是这个税吏这一次他到殿里去祷告。
What do you think happened in this man's heart?
你想这个是什么在这个人的心中发生了什么事呢?
God was doing a work of grace in his heart.
神在他心的里面做一个恩典的工作。
He was seeing the emptiness of all that he had done in life.
因为神看到他心里头这一个的，他一生中他这个的空虚。
And we are told from there he was standing afar off.
我们在这里看到他是远远的站在那里。
And we are told he wouldn't lift his eyes up to heaven. He was so cast down.
圣经告诉我们说他连举目望天都不敢。
And then he beat his breast,
然后他就捶着自己的胸。
And he cried out, God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
然后他就向神说神啊开恩可怜我这个罪人。
Now, when we look at it, it has a very deep meaning with that word merciful.
当我们看的时候我们知道这个怜悯这个字有一个很深的意思。
Because this word in the Greek can mean a merciful sacrifice.
因为这个怜悯在那个希腊文里头可以说是一个怜悯和奉献祭。
Or in other words, God gives mercy through an atonement.
换一句话说就是神借着这一个的赎罪来给人怜悯。
Because actually the word is recorded in Hebrews chapter 2 verse 17 where it speaks of the reconciliation. Jesus became a great high priest to make reconciliation for the people.
在希伯来书那里说到神让人与神和好。
So his cry because in front of him was this huge fire,with a burning lamb in it, a sacrifice being offered.
因为他在那里这样的呼求神，因为在那里有一个的很大的一个献祭，在那个火上有那个羔羊在那里被烧。
And he had recognized that God could only have mercy because of a pure, holy substitute.
因为他明白他知道说神只能够借着这一个纯洁的无罪的这个羔羊来怜悯他。
He wasn't saying, oh God, forget about the past and just try and pardon me some way.
他并没有向神说神啊不要管我以前做过什么就赦免我吧。
No, but he understood and knew God could not pardon a sinner.
因为他知道神不能够就这样怜悯一个罪赦免一个罪人。
Just because the sinner asked for it.
不能够借着一个罪人这样的来叫神这样做神就能做。
The only way a pardon could be obtained was through an innocent offering substituted in your place.
神唯一能够 叫神能够赦免人的，就是借着那一个无罪的一个的代替，才能够神来赦免人。
So when this man lifted up his heart,
所以当这个人举起他的心的时候，
he knew that what he saw with his visible eye,
他知道他眼睛所能够看见的，
that one day God would provide the perfect sacrifice,
那就是有一天神要预备这个完全的这个的。
And the God did provide it,
神确实是提供了、
这个、It was the Lord Jesus himself,
那就是耶稣他自己，
who took up our sin into his own body and bore the judgment for it,
他把我们的罪都担在他的身上，担当了神一切的那个审判。
And that's why this man had a confidence.
这就是为什么这个人他能够有信心。
You see, something happened inside.
你知道在他的里头发生了一些事。
That whole work that he was as a sinner had come to light.
这个他认识到自己是一个罪人，突然的就显现出来了。
You notice he didn't start with, "Oh, I have committed adultery. I've done this. I've stolen. I've deceived."
你知道他祷告的时候，并没有开始一祷告他就说啊，我犯了奸淫，我也偷窃，我也不义。
Because it was the real sin of his own nature.
那乃是他自人本质的一个自然的一个罪。
Some of us think, well, you know, I've done something wrong, but, you know, I've kept my life reasonably clean, and, well, I can see it's not too bad.
有的时候我们想啊，我们在我们的一生当中，我们做过一些不好的事，但是总的来说，我的一生还是不错的。
I'm certainly not as bad as that other person is.
我肯定是比另外一个人，比别的人好。
But you see, this man had come to the real understanding.
但是你看见吗？这个人他来到这里，他有一个完全的一个的明白。
With all his good, he could not save himself.
他所有一些所谓好的都不能够来救他。
You see, the Pharisee was trying to be his own savior.
你看见吗？这个法利赛人他要想自己成为他的救赎。
And the more effort he applied, the more he was getting to be saved.
他以为说他越努力的话，他就越容易得着拯救。
But you see, that's quite opposite to God.
你看见吗？这个就是为什么相反的，另反面的是出来了。
That's why the salvation by grace alone is a radical change.
所以这个救恩是完完全全是因着恩典，是一个很大的一个改变。
It's a radical gospel.
这是一个极大的一个。与众非常不同的一个福音。
Because it declares that you and I are absolutely bankrupt sinners.
因为这告诉我们说，你跟我是一个完完全全彻底破产的人。
And we have nothing to pay.
我们没有什么是可以付出去的。
And we can't come to God with any of good deeds.
我们来到神的面前没有一样是好的。
We have to rely solely upon what Christ has done for us on the cross.
我们只能够完完全全的来借着主耶稣在十字架上为我们所成就的。
You start from the inward,
你从里面开始，
and then it will radiate outward.
然后就会从你的身上里面就会彰显出来。
Let me ask you again.
我可以再问你吗？
Have you any bitterness with anyone?
你心里面是不是对任何的人，对什么人有苦毒呢？
Who are you angry with?
你是不是对某有的人有那个愤怒呢？
Who do you despise?
你藐视谁呢？
I'm saying to you, look at your life.
我跟你说，你看一看你自己的生活。
You need to get down to Christ and find His salvation.
你要来到耶稣的基督的面前，要来得着这个福音。
Otherwise, you'll be striving to get acceptance.
不然的话，你就要好像靠着自己的努力来得着接纳。
You know, it's a wonderful thing to know that you're accepted by God.
你知道吗？如果你知道你是被神接纳的话，是一件非常美的事。
It never depended on the quality of your performance.
这个接纳不是在不在乎于你自己的那个生活的那个质量，或者说你的所做的。
Even your very best performance is sinful.
即使是你最好的表现也是有罪的。
But it's wonderful to know that you're accepted in Christ perfectly.
但是你如果能够知道你在基督里面是被神所完完全全的接纳了，那这是一件非常非常美的事。
We say that's my identity.
我们说这个就是我们自己的这个身份。
Yeah, I am loved with an everlasting love.
那我被那一个永远的爱所爱了。
Yeah, there was a friend, and he had come from quite a legalistic, conventional sort of church.
有一个的朋友，他是从一个非常传统的教会里来的。
And he was told, you have to witness.
然后他就人家告诉他说你要做见证。
If you witness for the Lord, you'll be accepted.
如果你为主见证，你就会被主接纳。
But if you shut your mouth, God will condemn you.
如果你不为主做见证的话，神就会定你的罪。
And so he found it very hard.
所以他就觉得非常难。
Oh, he struggled.
所以他就一直的挣扎。
Because when he went to witness, he didn't want to lose the approval of the others.
所以因为他去做见证的时候，他也需要，他也盼望能，希望能够得到别人的认可。
So he wanted to witness because he thought that's what will please God.
他想要做见证，因为他想说这个是神所喜悦的。
Yet he couldn't be witness because he was afraid of what others thought of him.
但是他又不能够做见证，因为他是害怕别人怎么会想他。
So he came to a brother.
所以他就来到一个弟兄那里。
And under the ministry of the Word of God, he began to understand the gospel.
所以在那个神的话语的底下，他开始明白了福音。
And a great work of grace began in his heart.
所以这个神的恩典的工作在他心里就开始了。
But he said,
但是他说
I can't witness. I find it too hard.
他说我不能够做见证，我觉得非常难。
So the brother said to him, "That's all right. Don't worry."
那弟兄就跟他说没有关系，不用担心。
God still loves you.
神仍然爱你。
He loves you with an everlasting love.
他用永远的爱来爱你。
Even when you were a sinner, He loved you.
就是在你还做罪人的时候，神已经爱你。
And His love is constant.
他的爱是不改变的。
It doesn't change on my performance.
这个神的爱不是照着你的表现来改变的。
So he went away.
所以他就回去了。
And someone came.
那有人来了。
And he said, "What did you say to that man?"
那就问那个人说，你对那个人说了什么？
He said, "Why?"
他说为什么？
He said, "He's witnessing everywhere."
他是在到处做见证。
He said, "Well, I told him not to witness."
我跟他说，我跟他说不用担心，不一定要做见证。
Did you see what happens when the inward work is done?
你看见吗？当的工作在人心里开始的时候，会有怎么样的结果？
We try and behave like Christians.
我们有时候常常的努力想做一个基督徒。
But we get irritable, angry, upset.
但是呢，我们却往往是被恼怒，好像不高兴。
Because we feel we've got to get our identity.
因为我们觉得说我们要有自己的地位。
But remember,
但是请大家记得
what Christ has done,
基督所做的
is that saying you are more sinful than you dare to think.
就是实际上来说我们是比我们自己所想象的更加有罪的。
At the same time, you are more loved than you could ever imagine.
同时你也是被神更多的爱是远超过你所能够想象的。
So, where do you stand today?
所以今天你站在哪里呢？
What are you trusting in?
你信靠的是什么呢？
Have you come to rest in the finished work of Christ?
你是不是在基督所做成的工作里面得着安息呢？
Your perfection was established by Him.
你的完全是基督来为你定的。
Perfect sacrifice is what makes us perfect.
他那一个完全的一个献祭是让我们成为完全。
And what a wonderful thing.
这是一件多么美的事。
I had a friend who told me.
我有一个朋友这样告诉我。
He said, when I get up in the morning.
他说当我早晨起来的时候。
I thank my Lord.
他说我感谢我的主。
Because I'm accepted. And I'm loved with an everlasting love by him.
因为我被神的那一个永远的爱来爱了，也被神永远的爱来接纳了。
And that's how I go out to a broken, sinful world.
这个就是我带着这个的心情，我来到这一个破碎的世界里。
When that happens, we will have great impact upon this sinful world of ours.
所以当我们心里面都有这样的一个感受的话，我们就会对这个破碎的世界产生一个效应。
Shall we pray?
让我们一起祷告。
Our loving Lord Jesus.
爱我们的主耶稣。
We thank you for your great love and mercy.
我们谢谢你极大的爱和怜悯。
And we just ask your blessing now upon these words that we've heard.
我们求你自己祝福你自己的话。
Make them living and real to us.
让这些话能够成为我们的生活的实际。
And may we know the assurance that there is in the sacrifice that Christ has made for us.
我们让我们知道说我们的把握和确据是在基督为我们所做成的那个完全的这个献祭的里头。
We ask it in Jesus' name.
我们这样的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Thank you.